take a chance on maybe. He's gotta lift you up like Swayze if he makes you feel something blue. Hold out for someone who's your umbrella in the rain, a steady hand when the ground shakes. Don't put on that diamond ring.
That was Carissa Ella and White Dress Worthy, taken from her latest EP, It's Personal. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your Cabacus Nova, Remove the Rodeo, and the Italian Dijonek. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome the show today, the one, the only, Carissa Ella. Hey, Carissa, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thanks, Carissa. And believe you me, it's definitely a joy and a pleasure to have you on at last. You know, we've been loving your music and so very, very happy to finally get to talk to you about said music. So we just heard, of course, this great song of yours, White Dress Worthy. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, how did it come about? Are there any anecdotes or stories behind it?
Well, actually, a little bit. I wrote this song with my mom, which is really cool. Some people think that's, you know, weird, but my mom's my best friend. She's my number one advice giver, and she's also a talented writer. And this is something that I'll always have for the rest of my life and cherish. But, you know, I'm at the age where everyone's buying houses and having babies, and I was just kind of feeling the pressure of it. And my mom just was reassuring me of, hey, you know, don't rush. You got to wait till you find someone who is worthy, who is white dress worthy. And so that's how the song came to be.
And it's definitely a fabulous song indeed. And it sounds like you have a very wise mother indeed. So they're definitely, definitely very lucky there for sure. And when it comes to this latest EP of yours, It's Personal, what are people getting with this latest offering of yours?
You know, I think if you listen to this new EP, It's Personal, it gives you a glimpse of where I'm at in life and who I am. I'm nostalgic. I'm dreamy. I'm reminiscent, you know, of my hometown, my friendships, my relationships, all of the above. So I think that's what I wanted when it came to this EP. I just wanted to let people in on my life and where I'm at.
Fantastic stuff. And, you know, I've noticed that you have quite a few songs there named after great drinks, like you have Whiskey Whispers Your Name, you've got Well Tequila. And when it comes to your personal choice, what is your poison of choice?
My poison of choice is definitely tequila. I love margaritas. I don't care if it's good tequila. I don't care if it's well tequila. I love it all. And that's why that song got on the EP.
Well, excellent choice. And speaking actually of mixed drinks, if there were a mixed drink called the Carissa Ella, what would be in it?
Ooh, what a great question. I think she'd be a little sweet, but not too sweet. Like she'd be like, but not too fruity. I don't know. I would probably be like a spicy skinny margarita. So there's not a lot of lime juice in it, but you can taste the tequila and you can feel the burn, but it's a good refreshing drink.
Oh, I love it. Well, we definitely have to get those mixologists onto making it and get it marketed and out there, because it definitely sounds like something I would enjoy drinking for sure. And aside from drinking, when it comes, you know, to barroom snacks, do you have a go-to barroom snack?
I mean, do you mean like a pretzel, like a pub pretzel or something like that?
Correct. Yeah.
Do you have my go-to. I love a good pretzel with cheese. I love bar food. I love nachos, quesadillas. That's like that. That is my food group. So anything like that. I'm a snacker, so anything I can munch on.
Well, works for me. And speaking of performing in venues like that, do you tend to prefer like a more intimate venue, if you will, like an acoustic kind of setting, or do you prefer like those big outdoor kind of, you know, big kind of summer shows when it comes to performing your music?
You know, it definitely depends on the crowd, I think, and it depends on what I'm singing. When it comes to, if I'm doing a lot of covers and stuff, I love singing to like a bunch of people that are drinking and having fun. But it's so rewarding when you get a group of people together that are genuinely there for you and want to listen to you and to your stories and to your music. That's like my absolute favorite type of venue, I think.
Well, it definitely sounds good indeed. And of course, we are right slap in the middle of the year. And of course, summer is here and such. And when it comes to you know, your taste in summer and such, what are your favorite things about the summer season?
My favorite thing about summer is just being able to, you know, wear shorts and wear tank tops, but then still have a hoodie, you know, wrapped around me. I just love being in the sun. I come from Ohio, where we kind of get all four seasons, and a little bit here in Tennessee, but I will say it gets very hot in Tennessee. So sometimes the sun is not my friend, but I just love being able to go hang out with friends, be on the lake, be on the pool, all that good stuff.
Oh, love it. And in speaking of, you know, coming from Ohio and now being in Tennessee, was there somewhat of a, in inverted commas, culture shock for you going from the Midwest to going to a state like Tennessee?
In ways, but for the most part, I feel like Tennessee is a good blend of like a city in kind of my hometown. Like you get the city vibes, but also it feels like a home, and it doesn't feel like you're in this big city. And if you just go, you know, a couple miles this way or that way, you are in a place where there's a bunch of land that reminds me of my hometown. So it wasn't the people kind of where I feel like a lot of different people down here, but in good ways. But in a lot of ways, I feel like it was where I'm meant to be, obviously, but it reminds me a lot of home, and I'm excited that it's now my new home.
Well, and I'm glad, you know, at least, you know, if there are things to remind you, you know, of your, should we say, hometown and home state, at least you don't get too homesick, which is definitely a good thing indeed. And, yeah, you know, as I mentioned, we are, of course, you know, 6 months into 2023. What have been among your highlights looking back on this first half of the year?
You know, just putting together this project has been fun. That's been a little over a year. The EP, it's personal. I've gotten to my song, I Hope Heaven's Like, is the new single, and that's at radio right now on Cumulus, Pickle Jar, Spotlight. I was chosen to be their Spotlight artist, which is cool. And then I got to play CMA Fest, which is the coolest thing ever. But, you know, always people who are playing my stuff, streaming it, sharing it, playing on radio on their stations, that always means the world to me. So those are all highlights to me. But I have to say, so far, playing CMA Fest and being on the lineup was pretty cool.
Oh, I can definitely imagine indeed. And when you actually have heard yourself on the radio, what is your reaction to that? Do you find yourself singing to yourself, singing along with yourself, or are you kind of like critiquing what you're hearing?
I'm a perfectionist, so I'm always critiquing. Nothing's ever good, you know, good enough. But I have to say, when I did hear it, I was like, dang, that sounds good on the radio. All right, like that sounded pretty good. You know, I took a moment to be in the moment and just be proud of all the hard work and everything we, you know, we worked for this song. And so I was able to put it aside and be present and be happy.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure, you know, you have every right to be proud of the end result, because it was definitely awesome indeed. And when it comes to now the second half of 2023, what are your objectives and what do you hope to achieve by the time the year is over?
You know, I always have goals, but I know things take time, and patience is a virtue I've learned to have, and that's okay. I understand there's timing, special timings for everything. So, you know, my biggest goals to round out the year are just to keep writing new music and getting better at writing and getting better at you know, shows and just personal growth as well. Just trying to get my name out there and trying to grow as an artist, as a person, and trying to reach as many fans as I can and release as many songs as I can. I always want to put out new music for everyone. So the work never stops.
Oh, no, exactly. And we definitely do not want you to stop, because you'll definitely bring out some fantastic music indeed. And, you know, what do you hope folks take away from your music?
You know, I think music is very healing, and I have songs for everything. I think I have your drinking songs. I have the songs that you want to cry to. I have the songs that make you reflect and reminisce. So if anything, I hope, you know, people walk away with a smile on their face, or music that helps them get through the hard times, or make that they make memories too, because that's what I use music for. And I think music is just here to make the world a better place. And that's all I'm just trying to do as well.
Well, it definitely sounds like you're in the game for all the right reasons. So more power to you for that. And for those who want to find out more about you and your music and, you know, maybe stay up to date with, I don't know, upcoming gigs and what have you, where can we send these folks to?
You can find all updates at carissaella.com and find me on social media at Carissa Ella Music on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all that good stuff. YouTube, like, comment, subscribe to my channel. You guys know the drill.
Well, very professional indeed. Love it. And speaking of more Carissa Ella goodness, Carissa, we're going to be seeing you out here with another fantastic song of yours, which will be Well Tequila. Now, when it comes to this one, any stories behind this one?
You know, I went in and wrote the song with my friend Joshua Gleave, and I went in and asked him, I need an opener song, or I need a closer. So something that I can end my sets or start my sets really strong. And I usually do that with like a lot of Gretchen Wilson, Miranda Lambert songs. And we wanted to, you know, swap it out and have one of my own songs that give that same grit and that feel. And that's how we came up with the song, with the two Well Tequila, Well comma Tequila, you know. And I also love tequila, so that helps. And we wrote the song so fast. We had so much fun with it. It's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, we definitely loved it as well. Well, we're going to be getting into this awesome song. This will be Carissa Ella and the Well Tequila. Carissa, I want to once again thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for the remainder of 2023.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you.
Oh, the pleasure was certainly ours. Well, my people, you heard it from Carissa Ella. Be sure to check her out if you have to do so. She is definitely worth your time. She has an awesome EP out there. It's Personal. Be sure to pick that up. Here's the great song from it. This will be Well Tequila. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
It only takes one shot. No, it ain't a lot to get me acting like I've nothing left to lose. If you pour one more, they'll heed my door. It's way too late.